Good morning. Thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts with you this morning. Our Gomonshu Ohtani writes, whether we are in good health or not, when there are times when things do not go the way we want them to, or when there are setbacks and disappointments, to receive and embrace each moment as it is and live those moments to the fullest of our ability is the Shin Buddhist way of life. Now, how do we embrace each moment as it is when you are in physical pain, deep sorrow, or emotional unhappiness? How do we accept these days, as a Shin Buddhist? In his book, River of Fire, River of Water, Tai Unno writes, the goal of the Buddhist path is to awaken to the true and real life that flows within us. And he quotes the poet Saichi, Namo Amida Butsu is like the moon, like the sun. It is like the rising sun. My mind grows warm, so does the body. Let me take a rest for a while here. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Tai Unno says, since one has arrived home, nothing is required. One simply takes utmost care of one's given body, since without it, the awakening to dynamic life would have been impossible. And one acts compassionately in the world as the most natural and spontaneous way of life. The person of Nembutsu is always at home, no matter where or what one may be doing. No conditions are attached. Not even the saying of Nembutsu. I don't say Nembutsu. It isn't necessary. Saved by the Buddhist compassion, how grateful I am. Namo Amida Butsu is ever with me, and I am ever with it. While asleep, Namo Amida Butsu. While awake, Namo Amida Butsu. While walking, resting, sitting, or lying, Namo Amida Butsu. While working, Namo Amida Butsu. In our saying of Namo Amida Butsu, it is actually life calling onto life itself, whether people are aware of it or not. When we respond fully to this call, we shed the self-enclosure of the ego self and return to the freedom of the true and real life. Namo Amida Butsu affirms one's fundamental nature as true and real life, as quoted by Taitetsu Unno. How do I live to receive and embrace each moment as it is and live those moments to the fullest of my ability? I've thought about these words more recently as I age and as I face some physical challenges. It is not easy to embrace each moment, especially those when there is greed, anger, and hatred. One day, I was talking to an acquaintance who had just returned from Las Vegas, and she was really upset. She vehemently said that she will not go to Las Vegas again because she didn't win on her recent trip. She kept losing no matter what she played. I told her that time will pass and she'll want to go back again. She insisted that she would not. I thought about her anger and our tendency to want more. In some sense, our greed. I could understand her feelings and could empathize with her because I, too, have experienced that. But I continue to return to Las Vegas because one of my joys is seeing the landscape and scenery of Red Rock Canyon and going to the shows and performances. Maybe that is receiving and embracing each moment as it is. Because I can now walk away from playing when I'm not feeling comfortable with my loss and do something more relaxing and enjoyable. I'm not sure, but I feel a lot better when I do that rather than going from one machine to another in attempt to win. But instead, I keep feeding the machine and it does not pay me back. After a while, I end up chasing the machine in frustration. letting go and walking away seems a better remedy rather than hating the machine or getting upset seeing the person next to you continually winning while you are continually losing. I am reminded of the poem in the Dharma Treasures Spiritual Insights from Hawaii's Shin Buddhist Pioneers. One of them is by Mitsuyo Makinotan, and it's called Poems from the Home of Lilikoi. She writes, "Lost and confused for innumerable lives, I am now embraced by Oya-sama. Embraced by the light of Amida, my life, which is as fragile as the morning dew, now lives forever. Saved by Amida, the tears of joy flow endlessly for this shameful and unsightly eye. While running away, I was chased by Amida Buddha. Now I have become the child of Amida. Attending Dharma gatherings one after another, I have met Oya-sama of Namo Amida Butsu. Urged by Amida to listen to the teaching in ordinary times, the more I listen, the more ashamed I am of myself. Where is the mind disoriented in confusion? Now, what remains is the natural flow of the name being recited. I say goodbye to the old home of samsaric suffering. Now I live in the Namo Amida Butsu. Being blinded by the penetrating light of Amida's compassion, the devil in my heart is unable to raise its head. Again and again, I brag of my good deeds. How scary is my mind? Being invited to listen, I first listened only half-heartedly. Now I cannot help but listen intently. Having listened without realizing the self that did not want to listen, nothing of what one heard remains, even with repeated listening." Mitsuyo Makinotan reminds me to listen. In his book, Shin Buddhism, Bits of Rubble Turned into Gold, Taitetsu Uno writes, "We find a realistic model of Nembutsu life in the person of Shinran himself. He is made to entrust himself totally to an invisible other power because he is shown that his true reality is the very opposite of an enlightened being. But paradoxically, this leads to an awakening, eliciting exuberant joy as he celebrates his life." In his writing, The True Teaching, Practice, and Realization of the Pure Land Way, Shinran says, "How joyous I am, my heart and mind being rooted in the Buddha ground of the universal vow, and my thoughts and feelings flowing within the ocean of Dharma that is beyond comprehension. I am deeply aware of the Tathagata's immense compassion, and I sincerely revere the benevolent care behind the Master's teaching activity. My joy grows ever fuller, my gratitude and indebtedness ever more compelling." And at the age of 86, Shinran wrote, "Not really knowing right from wrong, not really knowing false from true, I lack even small love and small compassion. And yet, for fame and name, enjoy teaching others." And then he continues to write, "Although I am without shame or remorse, and totally lack truth or sincerity, the name of Amida directed to me makes virtues abound in the 10 directions of this universe." Taitetsu Uno concludes, "In the long and grand history of Buddhism, Shinran gives hope that the most foolish being, lost and confused, can be transformed into its opposite, for the power of boundless compassion can make bits of rubble turn into gold. There then, I feel, is hope for us, all of us, to live this life fully in gratitude of the embrace of Amida Buddha, which is with us always. We can live each day fully, listening to the teachings, embracing the Dharma, and gratefully accepting Amida's unconditional compassion. Namo Amida Buddha.